Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Octavia. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Luz Rivera.
Yes. Wait, can you repeat that again?
Luz Rivera.
Actually, we sell several different products. I would have to get your zip code to see which product you have with us.
Okay, 34741. The reason that I'm calling is because somebody charged me $92.90. And I do not accepting this transaction. I never authorize no one to take it out the money from me.
Okay, and you said what's your zip code was 34741.
Yes.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Luz E. Rivera.
Give me 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm trying to pull up your account.
Okay. You.
And you said, what's your name again?
Say it again.
What's your name again?
My name is Luz, middle initial E, and my last name, Rivera.
Okay, and I do find an account matching your name for security purposes. Can I please have that address?
My address is 2779 Tropical Lake Drive, Kissimmee, Florida, 34741.
Okay. Okay, so I do see back on the 8th that you did make a purchase for $6.70. Do you remember that?
Yeah, like they got some name like El Bierre or something like that.
I don't know. Wait, say that again because I can look and tell you because sometimes we have
no. This is what I need to send my money to put my money back to the account because I do not authorize no one to charge anything about this amount.
Okay, that was approved. Do you remember a $7.45 charge? Do you remember these are free trials that you did? That was a free trial. You got our product for that price. If you didn't call back in on the 14th day, on the 15th day, you will bill the full price, which is $92. That was approved. They charged a car again of $91. Your bank declined it. They charged again on $91. Your bank declined it.
Okay. But then, okay, but then not, and do not authorize no one to charge me the amount of money, then I want you guys to put the money back to my account.
We never took it, ma'am. It declined.
Say that again?
It declined.
It declined what?
Your payment. Like, it didn't go through. Your bank declined it from us, so which means your bank stopped the payments because they probably thought it was fraud.
What does that mean? That means you're not charging the $92?
No. Your bank declined it, which means your bank can decline anything from a company they think is fraud.
Okay. But appear over here that they already took our amount, $92.90. I just came from the bank.
Okay, I can't offer you a 75% discount off of that charge.
You're going to offer what?
No, I said I can offer you a 75% discount off that charge, that $92. I mean, that $92.
and understand what you're telling me. Are you going to reimburse that money to my account?
Yes. Do you not want the 75% discount?
No. I don't want any percentage discounts. I want you to put that money back to my account because I said that I never authorized any transaction like that.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I'm getting you all canceled out. Give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am, I did get that canceled out for you. Give me 1 second.
Say it again.
I did get that canceled out for you. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I did get that account canceled out for you. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Does mean you cancel?
Yes, it's canceled. We won't bill you anything else, but sometimes you do have to watch out for those surveys because they will bill you.
What it will be mine, I understand.
Okay, so once you do a survey, be careful and you have to read those terms and conditions because if you don't read those terms and conditions, it will charge you full price. Those bottles are $100 a bottle.
Okay, but my question right now, they're going to put my money back, the $92.90?
No, ma'am, we don't offer refunds. You will have to call back and ask for a supervisor.
Again,
you have to call back.
Going to
that money? No, ma'am. You have to call back. I already canceled out your account. That's one thing I can do.
And what about the money that you took from me?
You would have to call back. Since I already canceled out your account, I canceled out your account. Just call back.
Okay, but tell me the number.
The cancellation number?
Yeah, the where I'm going to call to reimburse my money.
All right, give me 1 second. Your cancel number is CS and Charlie.
Uh-huh.
24.
Uh-huh.
760.
Is it a cancellation or what?
Yes, that's your cancellation number for your account. So if you call back, just give them that number and tell them that I already got your account canceled out if you having any problems.
Okay. Now give me the number where I can call to ask her to reimburse my money.
The same number that you just called, that's the number that you call.
And what I ask for?
Just call and be like, I just talked to somebody from customer service who was dealing with my account. I would like to see, can I get a refund?
Why you cannot do that for me?
No, I can only do cancel out.
Okay, can you transfer my phone call to the patient, to the person who's going to refund my money?
All right, give me 1 second.
If you can transfer to me, to the person who I had to take to refund my money. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, can you transfer to me, to the person who I had to talk for cancel to reimburse my money?
Yes, ma'am, I will, but I just want you to know that we all had the same protocol. So whatever I'm telling you, they're going to tell you the same thing.
Then to whom I must to talk to refund my money?
You can't get your money refunded because you didn't call back within the 14 days to cancel. We all had the same protocol.
I was at the hospital. I never see that I had to call in 14 days.
Is there anybody in your house that may have got, is there anyone in your household who could have ordered this product without your knowledge?
No, I don't have no one.
Okay, I did cancel out your card, and I can transfer you to the fire department so they can begin an investigation to see who used your card for without your authorization.
Okay, listen. I received 2 products. I had those in front of me.
Okay, ma'am. The only thing I did was cancel out your account, so we won't send you anything else. I can't do nothing else on my end. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. No, but listen. I got 2 bottles. Can I return these 2 and reimburse my money?
No, ma'am. You can, give me 1 second. No, ma'am.
Okay, which one is the person who I need to talk to refund my money?
Ma'am, we all had the same protocol. We all going to tell you the same thing. We can only cancel your account. You have to been called in by the 15th day. It states that when you check the box.
I was at the hospital. I had the flu. I was at the hospital. What do you want me to tell you? How I'm going to call if I was in the hospital?
Okay, ma'am. The only thing I can do is transfer you, because I cannot do a refund. So you just hold on 1 second. I will get you transferred.
Okay.
To a supervisor. Just give me 1 second. I'm still here with you. I'm going to get you transferred over right now.
To whom I'm going to be talking to? Any supervisor?
Yes. Hold on. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. Hold the line. I am transferring you right now.
Okay.